Hey, FIZ News Time, 10:39, coming up on 10:40 as Final Light Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here this morning. Thanks for joining us here in KFIZ for a Monday, April 5th edition of the program. And first Monday of the month, we always catch up with our friends over at the Final Light County Aging and Disability Resource Center. And joining us on the phone lines from the ADRC is Jackie Jenkins to update us on some different things they have going on here in the month of April. Jackie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's a beautiful Monday.
Absolutely. Gorgeous weekend. I said earlier this morning I had to do a double take on my car thermometer. It said 76 yesterday. I had to make sure that wasn't a glitch, and it wasn't, so I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah, we don't often see that in April, so can't complain about that.
Definitely not. Well, thanks for taking some time to chat with us here this morning. We have a lot of different things to speak about this morning, but I know you wanted to start giving our listeners an update on online Zoom workshop, the Healthy Living with Diabetes course, correct?
Yeah, so we have our Healthy Living with Diabetes prevention class offered this month, it's on Tuesdays, starting April 20th through May 25th. So this is actually an evening class that's going to be offered from 6 o'clock until 8:30 p.m., and it is by Zoom. So Healthy Living with Diabetes, I know I've talked about it before, but it's an evidence-based program that's for anyone who maybe has type 2 diabetes, is pre-diabetic, or maybe living with someone who has type 2 diabetes or is pre-diabetic, just to get some better education on how to live well and manage diabetes. So because this class is on Zoom, you can call here to 929-3466 to get registered. And if people have any questions or reservations just because it's online, we're happy to kind of give how-to information out to ease people's thoughts on the program. So
it could be a challenge, we know, if you haven't used it before, even with a year of Zoom underneath our belts. So still questions out there, they can give a call to that number and ask away and get registered too, correct?
Yes, correct.
Very good. I understand coming up later on this month, it's National Volunteer Week.
Yeah, so this year, National Volunteer Week is April 18th through 24th. So I just wanted to take a moment to, you know, thank all people out there who are volunteers. But specifically for our programs, we have a lot of wonderful volunteer guardians. And they work very hard with, you know, individuals who they are guardian for. And do a great job. So I want to recognize all of them and say a great big thank you. And then also remind anyone out there, if you're interested in finding out about volunteer opportunities, to give us a call. Some main things that people have volunteered with the ADRC for are prevention programs, like the Healthy Living with Diabetes, Stepping On, the things I pretty much talk about on the radio. Mm-hmm. So if you want more information on maybe being a volunteer or just exploring that, and we are always looking for volunteer guardians too. So that is a little bit more specific type of volunteer. But if that's something that you'd like to find more information about, you could call us, and I would certainly talk with you through that. So just our number again, 929-3466. And specific to volunteering, just ask for Jackie.
Very good. A great way to give back to your community and maybe share some previous experience or share your expertise or whatever it may be, just to give yourself a nice rewarding feeling helping those who are in need in our community too, right?
Exactly.
Very good. Something we heard about before with our friends over at the Senior Center, but I know this is a combination between our collaboration, I guess I should say, between the Senior Center and the ADRC is this presentation with Healthcare Decisions Day. Tell us about this and what folks are going to be learning about with this presentation with the Senior Center.
Sure. Healthcare Decisions Day is April 15th. So in partnering with the Senior Center, we are actually breaking it into two presentations. So on April 7th, we will be presenting on advanced directives on healthcare power of attorneys, so specific to healthcare decisions. And then the second presentation will be on April 22nd to focus on financial power of attorney documents. So we'll explain why having, you know, advanced directives completed is important for people, and then we'll discuss kind of what the specifics of those documents entail. So those presentations are, yes, run through the Senior Center by Zoom, and they are on the 7th and the 22nd at 1:30. So I don't know if Kathy gave all the specific call-in information, but if you're interested in finding out more, you could either call the Senior Center or call us, and we can get you all the information you need to be able to listen to those presentations.
Very good. So presentations on the 7th and the 22nd via Zoom, and you, listeners out there who are familiar with the Senior Center can give them a call for more information, correct?
Correct.
Very good. And then lastly, Jackie, this month, I know starting today, everybody, I think, 16 and up is eligible for the COVID vaccines, but probably are some folks from the earlier groups that maybe didn't get their vaccine or they're still interested in finding one and maybe need some help with that. And I know that you have some information about COVID vaccine here this morning, too, correct?
Yeah, so we are by no means the experts on the vaccine, but want to make sure that people know that we are here to help if they are struggling with getting the vaccine. So Wisconsin does have a general toll-free helpline number, and that is 1-844-684-1064. Obviously, contacting the health department, if you have a healthcare provider, calling them. There are several eligible pharmacies to call. But for those folks that maybe have some barriers or limitations, that they're struggling maybe to get the vaccine, you can always call here, and we're happy to work with you to try and brainstorm ideas so that you have access to it, because we want to make sure that everyone has access to it. So if there are transportation barriers or mobility barriers that you maybe have and are struggling to obtain it, know that we are a resource in here to help you if you need.
Very good. Again, the number 929-3466. But as you said, Jackie, people can reach out to the health department or healthcare provider, and there's a number of different access points with, like a Walgreens or I think even a Pick and Save, too, out there to get registered and on the list. But if they do need help, don't hesitate to reach out, too, correct?
Exactly. We're here just to try and connect and help people get access where we can. So.
Very good. Jackie, anything else you wanted our listeners to know about this morning?
No, I think that's all. I just want to say happy spring, and it's a wonderful, beautiful April day. So thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jackie. We'll check in again next month.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. Jackie Jakels joining us from the Fond du Lac County Aging and Disability Resource Center this morning. Again, that number, as you mentioned it a couple different times, 920-929-3466. If you have questions for the ADRC. A number of different topics this week with the Healthy Living with Diabetes online Zoom workshop, those presentations in collaboration with the Fond du Lac Senior Center as well. And then if you have questions about COVID vaccines, and if you have questions about access to the vaccines, a number of different resources out there, reach out to the ADRC for some help there too. So some information from Jackie this morning. Always appreciate her time, and she joins us on the first Monday of the month.